From NPR News, this is Day to Day. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke told Congress today that, quote, a recession is possible. He says the gross domestic product probably will not grow much over the first half of this year. The outlook worldwide isn't a whole lot better either. Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us now from Marketplace. And Nancy, I understand the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, is hinting at a global recession.
Yeah, Madeline. Bloomberg.com got a hold of a leaked IMF document. Now, the IMF won't comment at this point, but the document says there's a 25% chance of a world recession. And the IMF also cuts its predictions for global economic growth this year to 3.7%. And that's down from an earlier prediction of 4.1%. Now, in lowering those predictions, the IMF cites what the document calls the worst financial crisis in the U.S. since the Great Depression.
Wow. So how does the IMF calculate the odds of a recession?
Well, the U.S. economy makes up about 27% of the world economy. So if our economy is headed toward a recession or actually in a recession, that would raise the chances of a recession worldwide.
So how does it predict or say that it's possible to have a worldwide recession when it also says that the world economy is growing, as you say, by 3.7%?
It is puzzling, Madeline. I spoke with a couple of economists today who say that 3.7% figure is actually pretty good, even though worldwide economic growth was revised down from 4.1%. Now, Mark Vittner is chief economist at Wachovia Bank, and he says we might be a little spoiled from years of healthy growth.
We've gone through the longest stretch of 4% plus growth in more than 30 years. So 3.7% growth is actually pretty strong.
And then, though, you have the IMF saying this is the worst financial crisis in the U.S. since the Great Depression. What's going on?
Well, some people say that's a bit of hyperbole. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson told Bloomberg TV he thinks the IMF's analysis is overblown. Another economist I talked to today, David Ressler, is chief economist of Nomura Securities, and here's what he had to say about that.
Saying that it's the worst since the Great Depression is not saying it's as bad as the Great Depression. We have significantly more mechanisms to address those problems than we had at the time of the Great Depression.
And Nancy, briefly, what are those mechanisms?
Well, the Fed has repeatedly lowered interest rates, for example. It's also making more money available for investment banks to borrow. And the hope there is that they'll actually take that money and loan it out, easing the credit crunch.
Thank you, Nancy. That's Nancy Marshall-Genzer of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace.